your kicks are en route. 6-6.
One more time.
Yeah, get your kicks.
On route
66.
Six.
That's right.
Only two of them.
I know, but we don't want three.
Natalie Cole this morning on a Thursday morning on WDBC. Good morning. Bruce Belongi joining us here this morning.
Good morning, Craig. I'm happy to be here.
You are.
I'm happy to be anywhere.
Are you exuding happiness?
I am exuding it.
I can tell because Bruce Belongi is joining us here this morning.
And now, from the Hall of Fame of hunting, the transcendent of timber sports, the apex of axe throwing, the luminary of log rolling, Bruce Belongi.
Yes, it is. We are.
Yes, we are. Even if you don't realize it.
I know that we're going to do the weather, but other than that, I have no clue.
Well, we'll just have to freelance it.
Yep. Yes. Hey, you found a hole in the ice.
Yes.
There's a lot of holes in the ice.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Doing that St. Paul Sportsman Show in January with the water coming out of the fire hydrant, it's an experience.
That was this January?
No, but for several years I worked there.
What state is this?
That's in St. Paul, Minnesota.
What?
Yes.
You did an outdoor show in
January? No, but they take the water from the hydrant. And let me tell you, it's like being outside.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. Your feet, your legs just started to burn after you fell in.
Well, that'll keep you on top of the log. No problem there.
Yeah, well, if anything would, that would.
Well, we do need to check the weather forecast. Should we do that?
I think we should.
All right. My mom texted me and said that she's been on Route 66. I know that, of course.
Yes.
That was a great trip for them.
Yes.
As well as a lot of people. And you were as well.
Well, we went to California back in 1964 on 66.
You couldn't wait to 66? Can you imagine 1966 being on 66?
No, actually, it was 1964 when we were on Route 66.
I know
66.
That. I said, couldn't you have waited till 66?
Well, that would have been nice. 4-6s, that would have been a good poker hand.
Unless you had all sevens. It's going to be partly sunny today, a high near 40. The winds are going to be calm at about 5 in the afternoon. Isolated snow showers are possible after 4 a.m. tonight, and then increasing clouds with a low around 17. And let me see. We are going to see a little bit of winds, gusting up to 25 miles an hour tonight. Oof.
Wow.
It's going to be some scattered snow showers tomorrow, mostly after 9 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 23. I don't see an accumulation here, but we are going to get winds. Up to 15 miles an hour and gusting up to 25. It's going to be partly cloudy then Friday night with a low around 8, north winds at 5 to 10 and gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, sunshine with a high near 32. On Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low around 26. And then on Sunday, partly sunny, high near 43. It's going to be 42 on Monday, 47 on Tuesday. Holy wah. And then 32 again on Wednesday.
Short pants.
What the heck?
I'm wearing shorts when it's 47.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Menominee's at 28 this morning. Marquette also 28. Iron Mountain 26. And in Escanaba, we have 27 degrees.
That's not bad. Could be a lot worse.
It could be worse?
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah, no, it's nice out there. A little bit of ice sheen on the windshield, and I just kind of refused to scrape it.
So you just put your washer fluid on it and did the wipers?
You know, I didn't even think of that.
I do it all the time.
Do you?
Yes.
All right, I did the heat, of course.
It's so much fun trying to see when it starts refreezing.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't do it.
It does that all the time.
It does, huh?
Yes, it does.
Then you got ice for the rest of the winter on your windshield?
Yeah. No, it's not too bad. I get through it. I'll tell you what, though, I've been spoiled rotten like I'm sure many other people have. No shoveling.
I know.
Not much snow blowing. I mean, the other day when we got that 3 or 4 inches, I mean, I was like upset.
Did you actually shovel?
No.
Well, you're on a corner lot, so you have to shovel.
Yes.
And I've lived on corner lots. Those are the worst in
the
wintertime.
And you,
because
of
course. Got not only one snowbank to get through on the corner, you got two snowbanks to get through on the corner, plus the driveway.
Yes. And I wasn't creative like you to wait. We'll just wait and let the sun melt it.
Well, okay. So I did wait. I did shovel a little bit at the front door, but Patty shoveled the rest of it right where the cars were.
Nice, very
But then
nice.
We let the snow down the driveway kind of melt, and Patty's like, oh, you noticed the snow's melting? And then last night I come home and she goes, did you notice that the driveway's completely clear? And I went, no.
Oh, what a move. What
I know, because she went out and cleaned off the last bit of it.
You're so lucky.
She figured that it would freeze here on Friday, so that would be a bad thing. So
you have a wife that will go out and do all that stuff. That's pretty nice.
So I wait for the son and Patty to do it, do their job.
Who's quicker, Patty or the son?
It's a toss-up.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Craig. You're always so thoughtful.
It's her that was thoughtful. I wasn't anywhere near being thoughtful.
I know, there was a bit of sarcasm involved in that statement.
Mm. No, that's a good philosophy when it gets to be this time of year, because eventually it's just going to go away.
I know, and you know what? It's not going to be long now. We don't have a whole lot left, I don't think.
Well, we do have March coming up.
Well, I know.
And more snow falls in March than any other time of the month.
Really?
Any month of the year, yeah.
Really? Well, I hope it goes out like a lamb and not a lion.
We only have 13 inches of snow so far this year.
We're
normally at 47, 46.
Wow.
So we are way, way down.
Imagine Houghton. They normally get 300.
I don't know what they're at. I mean, obviously, to the north, they've had more snow than us, and there's more snow now.
Yeah.
You know, but
well, that's it's been quite a winter.
Yeah. So we are kind of looking to see what we want to do this weekend, where we want to go, and
where do you want to go?
Well, you know, we actually went to Ironwood last fall.
Really?
And we're impressed.
With what?
With Ironwood.
Really? What were you looking at? What aspect?
The town, just hanging out in the town.
Yes.
We went to dinner and, you know, just shopping and that kind of a thing, and it was unexpected. It's not one of the areas we normally go to. We stayed in this chalet. We were the only ones there the whole night because it was their last night open.
Oh.
Somewhere down by the Black River.
Okay.
And in Bessemer. And so we just had a fun time. It was good. So Patty wants to go back to Ironwood. And they had a really good coffee shop there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
The Copper Cup, it was called. The coffee there was really good. And so we're out of coffee. So you got to go back to Ironwood to get coffee.
Oh, absolutely.
Because our favorites now, we got up north here in Escanaba. The Hunter's Brew is really good. It's one of my favorites. And then the Northwoods at Keweenaw in Calumet.
Mm-hmm.
And we always go there and get the Keweenaw coffee and some others as well. But that's been the best. And now we've settled on, so our third one would be now this Copper Cup.
I kind of like
the Keweenaw, or from Ironwood.
I'm not like you guys, but I kind of like the idea of how you guys just kind of take off and go somewhere and just check things out. My mom and dad had good friends from Ironwood.
Yeah?
Yeah, they went to college with them up at Northern Michigan. That was Fred and Marge Tezak, and they too, I think Marge was a band instructor in high school, and my dad, of course, was teaching in industrial arts.
Wow, so there are educated people in Ironwood.
Absolutely. Oh, you're so rotten. No, a good rotten. Oh, good. Like, kind of like bad being good, you know?
Well, Mike can all put a song together.
Oh, I can't imagine what that's going to... Oh,
that, that can help you learn where to go.
I was fishing with my buddies just off of Stonington when a stranger came up to me and asked me where I'm from. I said, we're all from here, youpers we all be. There's not a more beautiful place in this land that you will see. He looked at me and laughed a bit, like it was hard to understand. I said, get in a truck and hold on tight. We'll tour the Ute firsthand. Cause I've been everywhere, eh? I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been over here, yeah. And I've been over there, yeah. Bring that Ute air, yeah. I've been everywhere. I've been to Tapiola, Toybola, Winona, Spalding, Frida, Osceola, Nisula, Ishpeming, Calumet, Tamarack, South Range, Munising, Houghton, Hancock, Garden, Pequening, Hubbo, Chasso, Dodgeville, Channing, Watersmeet, Wakefield, Ironwood, and they're all good. I've been everywhere, yeah? I've been everywhere. Hold on, I didn't hear half of those places. Oh, that was mostly Houghton County. Oh no, I'm not done though, let me finish. Okay, sorry, keep on going. I've been to Thompson, Steuben, Deerton, Segola, Copper Harbor, Eel Harbor, Eel River, Nama, Perkins, Pine Ridge, Rapid River, Barraga, Crystal Falls, Iron River, Gladstone, Escanaba, Isabella, Kiva, Limestone, Trout Lake, Round Lake, Dana Lake, Stella Lake, and Pete's Lake. Well, geez, you've been a lot of places, but those lakes aren't really towns, are they? No, but you pers know what I'm saying. Oh, okay, sounds like I need to make a road trip. Oh, wait, there's not more. I've been to Rudyard, Kipling, Ralph, Sault Ste. Marie, Blaney Park, Germfast, Gulliver, Brimley, Newberry, Deer Park, Engadine, Rumley, Cedarville, Nobbinway, Curtis, Trenary, St. Ignace, Harvey, Scandia, Tromley, Champion, Marquette, Negaunee, Kingsley. I've been everywhere, eh? I've been everywhere, yeah. I've been over here, yeah. I've been over there, yeah. Breathing that UP air, yeah. I've been everywhere. Little Lake, Michigami, Stevenson, Manistique, Menominee, Perrinville, Cedar River, Seney, Bark River, Ford River, Flat Rock, Foster City, Iron Mountain, Kingsford, Copper City, so pretty, Lakeland and Mesaville, Norway, Sidnaught, Schaefer, Kinross, don't forget the Keweenaw. Wow, I didn't realize there were that many places here. Yeah, they don't call it God's country for nothing. Oh, and while you're visiting here, you need to try a Uper staple, the pasty. And don't forget the ketchup. Well, sounds like you know your way around. Yeah.
Yep, I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
You were keeping track?
I was listening to every one of them.
The sad part is I've been to every one of the towns he's mentioned, including Pete Lake.
Are you kidding me?
Because I go, Pete Lake? Oh, yeah, Upers understand that.
You do some serious traveling.
Well, we travel to UP.
Yeah.
You know, I always joke that my friends go to Cancun or the Bahamas, and right. I go, I went to Curtis.
Yeah, but it was easier on the budget.
Oh, that's not that so much. It's just that we enjoy it here.
Yeah,
traveling.
It's very nice.
And of all the places, I love living in Escanaba. So there you go.
I do too.
It's a good base to be from.
This is my home. They're gonna plant me here. This is right where I'm staying.
Is that right?
That's right. I'm not leaving any. I'm
you,
not going
you
anywhere.
You grew roots.
I actually have had a nice. Bill of
because
traveling.
You've been all over the country.
I've been all over.
I didn't even think of that. You still like Escanaba.
Yes. It's home. You know, there's just something about like when I get, like when I travel up 75 heading north over towards the bridge to get home a lot of times, many times, hundreds of times.
And that bridge and is just different, isn't
when
it?
When I see that bridge, it's like I feel like I'm home.
Isn't that weird?
It is really strange.
You get across the bridge and it's like, okay, now I'm okay.
Now I'm okay. Don't let me break down south of the bridge. If I can break down in the north side of the bridge, I'm okay.
Which actually happened once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we hit some nails or something
on
I-75, and they took care of us in the Sioux, luckily.
Yeah. I remember one time I was heading, which way was I heading? I was going actually south on 75.
We were coming up over the bridge from downstate.
Oh, nice.
So how dare they?
So I'm traveling south on 75 one time.
Down below the bridge.
Below the bridge, just maybe, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 miles below the bridge.
And by the way, if nobody knows, we're talking about the Mackinac Bridge.
The Mac, the Big Mac. And here comes this car heading north on the southbound lane. And past me, right like we were on a two-laner. Mm-hmm. I've seen that a couple times. And I call 911. And I just wanted to let them know that there's somebody that could create a hazard head-on. And so I called, and she answered, and I said, I'm just here to tell you at mile marker so-and-so, I just passed a person going north on the southbound lane. She goes, we get quite a few calls about things like that. I was like, oh, okay. I just wanted to let you know.
They didn't realize they were on a four-lane highway.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, could have been somebody that was from not the area and had no idea how to drive. I have no idea.
Well, that's most Upers.
That's most
I was in television. I worked with Terry Williams.
And, I remember Terry.
And he was a great guy to work with. And we were traveling up I-75 towards the UP.
Yeah.
And there was this car driving in the left lane on I-75.
Nice.
And Terry goes, that guy drives like he's from the UP. And we get up for him. And sure enough, there's a Uper sticker on the back of the car.
My dad used to always say, I'll tell you what, Bruce. He said, there are the worst drivers in the world are right here, right around us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's
true
or not.
He always said, too, that the worst ones are old men wearing hats.
My dad used to wear a hat.
See?
My dad didn't even realize it, but he was talking about his group.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
I refuse to wear a hat while I'm driving.
Yeah. Especially one that goes
sunglasses, though. I want to look cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to be 70 this year. I'm beyond cool. Way beyond cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just settled into
I settled into, you know, as a matter of fact, when people ask me how old I am now, I tell them 70. It's just so I'm kind of easing it.
You're not there yet, though.
Well, you know, but it's easing it into it because I don't want to just come out and say, hell, I'm 70 now.
But now they feel sorry for you or what?
Well, every now and then you can get a little extra hug from some really nice ladies because they think, oh, he's 70.
Safe.
He's safe. He's safe. Yeah. Oh, isn't that the truth? I remember, you remember Don Jacobs?
Yeah.
Okay, Don Jacobs used to tell me that. He goes, oh, my boy, he says, when you get to be up around 70, 75, he said, you can get all the hugs you want. He says. Anyways, you're the one classy gentleman, I'll tell you.
All right, Bruce, we're heading into the bottom of the hour already.
Oh, I'm already hyperventilating. It's only the first half hour.
Okay, calm down. We do have some information on Comedy Night, and I know that you just had one, so yes. We're going to talk about it a little bit later.
All right.
But here's Mike about Comedy Night at the Island Resort and Casino.
Ever smiling, never gentle on my mind.
Glenn Campbell. That's your good friend right there, right?
Glenn. I love Glenn.
Yeah. You met him somehow or somewhere?
Yeah,
or
I was
whatever.
It was in Davenport, Iowa, doing the some Valley County Fair, and one of the guys from the fair board came up with a golf cart after one of our shows, and he said, "Hey, I want you to meet a friend of mine." He said, "Jump in." So I jumped in the cart. We went over to the stage grandstand area. Went in the backstage, walked up on the stage, and he said, "Bruce, I'd like you to meet Mr. Glenn Campbell."
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He was really nice. They were getting ready to warm up for the concert that night, mm-hmm. but he took time enough to talk to us for a few minutes.
Did you invite him over to Log Roll?
Well, I said, no, as a matter of fact, what? I did not.
Man.
But I will tell you one person that came over to check it out when we were in Deer Creek, Indianapolis, just north of Indianapolis. At a show, it was called the Deer Creek Music Center. Lou Graham from Foreigner was there.
Really?
Yeah. He said, "What do you do?" And I said, "I have a lumberjack show." And he goes, "What?"
Is that the reaction you get a lot from people?
I get a lot of them from those kind of that level of person. Yes. You do what? I fall in
for a living.
A lot of times we end up with backstage passes because the people are in the offices and they let us come in, of course. So you never know who you're going to run into. That's where I've been, a lot of them. So
I have to think that probably is quite the line. I mean, because so you're talking about famous people. You're
right.
Meet people.
Right.
What do you do? I log roll. What?
Are you sure you belong here? Do you have a backstage pass? You know who else was there that I talked to for a few minutes was Billy Ray Cyrus. He was working
really?
At the same time. Yeah,
same time. So he wasn't
well,
famous
same week,
then.
Same week.
Oh, okay.
Same week that Foreigner was there. Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's pretty neat. You know, all of a sudden you're kind of talking to these guys for just a moment. You know, it's nothing too much, but it's kind of a lot more than you ever thought you'd do is to sit there and stand there and talk to him for a minute. So. Yeah, I've been blessed with a really, really nice life, nice friends.
And now you're turning 70.
And one of my buddies from Pataskala, Ohio, from right outside of Columbus,
yeah.
He said, "Is it verified that you're 70? He said, "Did you count the rings?"
That's a good lumberjack wood, right?
Leave it to Bill.
Is your chainsaw in the truck? I can help out with that.
I do have a couple in the truck, actually. Just in case I'm traveling somewhere and there happens to be a tree over the road.
I can cut you in half and start counting the rings.
Oh, that was good, Bill. Thank you, Bill. We love that one.
What you said, you don't feel like you could be 70.
No, I feel pretty good in my head so far. I'm a little bit forgetful once in a while, but
well, you and James Brown. Right?
James Brown.
What does he do?
And he moves like I don't move. I know that.
He feels good. Yeah. He feels good.
He feels really good.
So does Bruce Belongi.
I feel good. You know why?
He's 69 going on 70.
Yep.
You're like a kid there. I'm 69 in 3 or 8 months or whatever. So my mom texts me and goes, "Bruce.
Yes.
You're just a kid."
Yes.
She says, I was sweet 16 when you were born.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I tell you something. I was at the Bob Evans Farm Festival one year, and I keep saying this one line in our little show, and I say something about being a middle-aged, balding, fat guy. And then I say, you know, is...
You're not middle-aged anymore.
Well, that's the problem, see? So I said, is 66, like, middle-aged? And one guy stood up and said, yeah, if everyone watching is 100. So, hey, I got a friend from Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Okay.
I wanted to say hi to him. His name is Billy Joe Kerr.
Hey, and Billy Joe.
He was a very, very nice person. And he was a competitor for many years in chopping and sawing and axe throwing and the whole nine yards. Good man. And I got fortunate enough to do a show down in his hometown of Campbellsville, Kentucky. So I would like to say hi to Billy. And
did you make him part of your show?
He worked with us, yeah. He's okay. Worked with us before.
I meant when you were down at his hometown.
I believe so, yes. And then also he worked with us at the Ohio State Fair a few times. So, yeah, he's doing good. So I'm glad for that. So, good man. Good guy to have on your side. Big guy. Big, strong guy. Pick me up.
Take him to the playground. You want him next to you, right?
Yeah, if there's a barroom brawl, Billy, I'm on your side.
See, I said playground. You said barroom.
Well, we are talking lumberjacks here.
Okay.
I don't know how many lumberjacks go and play at the playground. Jump on the swing set.
You've never gone on a swing set?
Yes, I did when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I did. It's like Rodney Dangerfield said, you know, he said when he went on that teeter-totter, he said it was rough running back and forth.
Speaking of running back and forth, it was highly noticed at the Escanaba High School that you only went from one side of the midline to the other side when you were reffing the game.
That's called using your head.
I already knew it because you had mentioned that that's what you do, but I was up in the press box and they were going like, Bruce only just runs across the mid-center line.
He's conserving energy.
Well, the other guy had to run from one baseline to the other baseline.
Well, I told him that before the game started, so he was it was nothing new to him. He wasn't shocked.
I was shocked because that was last Thursday.
Yes.
And when you were on in the morning, you weren't reffing anywhere, and suddenly you were reffing that
night.
Well,
that's because my good friend, Mr. Art Van Dam, came up to me at one of the games prior to that, and he said, hey, what are you doing Thursday night? He said, I don't really like doing two games. So can you do the JV game? And I was like, sure, why not? Even with a sore knee, I figured, you know what, why not? I got to help my buddy Art. And as a matter of fact, there's a good chance that Art is gonna might need me tonight in Rapid River.
Okay.
So I think I'll be doing that too, possibly.
So you just carry your zebra stripes with you in the car the time?
My good friend Carl Dahlhoff told me one time, he said, always keep that bag in the back seat of your truck because he said you never know when something's going to happen. Sometimes there are some injuries that occur,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden they're looking in a hurry to find someone. So I keep it in the back of my truck.
So I was up there waving my arms, trying to get your attention, and I even went down on the floor, and then I realized that you had already started the game, so I left. But
can I give a shout out to a group of people?
You just did.
And another one. And it is.
Oh, you get two.
I get two.
Okay.
Yes, because two I've been here long enough.
Okay.
I got enough seniority.
Feel free.
Last game and two games ago, they had a brand new show for halftime at the Escanaba.
Are you talking about the drum line?
The drum line.
Okay.
The drum line was absolutely spectacular. I would recommend it to anyone to go there just to see that show, and not only the Escanaba basketball team, but the drum line that they put together was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank those kids and the director for putting that together, because it was something that was just tremendously fun to watch. So
yes, not only that, it's actually fun to listen to as
well.
Oh
my god. Oh, that's what I'm unbelievable.
They did an incredible job. I mean, if you see the video, it's on my Facebook page. I put it on if you go to Craig Warple, because I don't have it private, so you can always watch it. And the performance was really cool, especially the cymbals at one point where they did a little that did a really good job. So, but yeah, this was incredible. I hope we get to see this more around town.
I asked the director, I said, is there a chance you could do this at all the games? And he goes, I wish.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that
works.
Well,
we are going to do something on the solstice on June 21st.
okay.
When it's the first day of summer and it's going to be this kind of stuff around town.
Oh, nice.
I would hope that we could get something like this.
Oh my God, they were so good. And he said they've been working at it for about a month.
Well, you could tell.
And for about a month. But I mean, that's really not a lot of time to be as good as they were.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was
so exciting. It was great.
Mm-hmm. To see something of that level in Escanaba was really cool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So hats off to them for doing a great job.
Yeah. Here's the bass drums. Those are heavy, too, by the way. I actually carried one once.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's no fun at all.
No.
A trumpet's much nicer.
Yeah, I like the harmonica myself.
And they're all swaying back and forth now. It's really cool. Get the audience going. And all circled up. Yeah. No, I always like it too when they're done with halftime at the football games and they go underneath the stands.
Oh, I know.
It's one of the videos I try to always shoot when I did the I didn't do any football games this year. I'm going to try and make sure I could do time for that because I enjoy shooting the sports.
Yeah.
I haven't shot basketball in a long time. I should do that sometime.
Yeah, and some guy sank the half-court shot.
Is that right?
For Sprite for a year. Yeah, that was great.
So here you go.
Oh,
it's the drum line at the Escanaba
good.
High School. We do have sports coming up next. We're hanging out with Bruce Belongi this morning on WDBC.
All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out.
So that's the wrong one?
Yeah.
That's the wrong one?
That's the wrong one.
Okay.
That's the wrong one.
But you asked for New Orleans.
Yes, I did. But yeah. Willie Nelson does a version of that.
Oh, you want Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson did it.
Why do you want Willie Nelson?
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Because I really like that song.
And but so, that's the same song.
It is, but you watch and see the difference.
Yeah?
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's okay. Right. Did you stop the music?
I did.
What do you think the fans are going to say?
Well, we're talking I got the wrong song. Right?
Anything to please me. Craig,
anything
you just don't understand
to please
it.
You, yes.
Oh.
So this is the one you want.
This is the one I want.
All right, here's Willie Nelson. It's like a reboot.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Good morning, America.
Yes.
Good morning, Upper Peninsula.
Willie Nelson, 90 years old.
Isn't that amazing? And still singing that well, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know when he did the song, but...
No, but... You know. Well, it was definitely when he wasn't 50. I know that.
When he wasn't, you mean older?
Yeah, he was a little bit older, yeah. A little bit older.
So I got the right version that time.
You got it. You
all
got
right.
It. You hit it.
You feel better
on.
Now?
Now I can complete the rest of my day.
Why do you like that song version better?
Just because I think I like both songs, don't get me wrong, but that was just a little bit of a uptick in the beat and the rhythm a little bit, I guess. And that's more like what I'm kind of into.
Yeah.
So,
and the railroad yard reference.
Oh my gosh, the railroad yard. His lyrics on that song, Arlo. Did he write that song as well? I imagine. It just kind of brings you. Music is so powerful because it, for me, it just brought me right back to the old train yards, and I can envision the train jumpers and the you know dressed in their old
hobo stuff.
Hobo stuff and sitting around a fire with in a barrel or something, you know, on the side of a train yard. It's just really cool. If you could let your imagination go, you know, it can really bring you right to where they're at.
Well, we're saying good morning, Upper Peninsula, this morning.
Yes.
On 94.5 FM, AM 680, WDBC, Escanaba. At 7 o'clock, we have 27 degrees. Oh, man, we're so happy.
I'm happy.
You're happy?
Yes.
I'm happy that you're happy. That's
I
Shades
hope,
of Blue on
I hope everybody's happy today.
Bruce Belongi joining us here this morning. I know that he is certainly happy.
I'm always happy.
Are you?
Oh, my happy. I'm so happy I can't stand myself.
And now, from the Hall of Fame of hunting, the transcendent of timber sports, the apex of axe throwing, the luminary of log rolling, Bruce Belongi.
Yes, it is.
Here it goes. Oh.
Well, Bruce, always appreciate having you on a Thursday morning.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This water's a lot colder now than it is in July. Man, I told you about that one time. We did a deal where a guy had a bowl of water in a studio, in a radio studio. And So he has the microphone right down by his fingers and he's splashing. Mm. So I go back to the fair that day and some lady asked me, how on earth did you get that tank into that building? I was like, oh boy, here we go.
It's radio.
It's radio. That's right.
Do the imagination. You Facebook Live the
yes.
show here.
Yes.
So we've been talking to people in Felch and
all over
other parts of the country.
Israel.
As well. Really?
Syria.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Okay. So you're,
yeah, I have a couple
you're right up
friends.
There with the. With all the other people on our show here, then the
no, I don't know about
worldwide.
That. I think that Kevin is the grandmaster mm-hmm. of Facebook.
So apparently, there was a huge cell phone outage throughout the entire country.
Uh-huh.
So you lost your Facebook feed not because of that, but
right.
because you received a phone call
from
your mother.
My mother.
Yeah, and you have to take your phone call. From
you know,
your
if
mother.
You don't take that, I mean, I would have been in a world of you know what,
which then knocked you off of Facebook Live.
And you know what she said. She said, I was not sweet 16 when I had you. I was 22 and a half.
No, my mom was sweet 16.
Your mom, yeah.
My mom.
Your mom was sweet 16.
That's right.
Okay. And then my mom said she was 22 and a half.
22 and a half.
How important is that half? That's what I want to know.
At 22. Makes you feel a little older, I guess.
Yes,
a little
yes.
more mature. You were the first one.
Oh boy, yeah, and I should have been the last.
Why? Brent is not very good.
No, no, he's fine. He's a great brother. I just hear people talking about, man, if you would have been the first one, you'd have been the only one I'd had.
So your mom's doing good?
Yes, mom's doing pretty good. She's recovering and doing pretty good, and we're happy about that. She's a great mom.
All right. Good morning, Mom.
Yeah. Good morning,
both
Mom.
Moms.
Love you. Yeah. Good morning, Craig's mom. We love you too.
Now you are at Comedy Night this last Sunday.
Ooh, was I at Comedy Night?
You have Sunday nights while Mike has Thursday nights.
Yes, and he's been kind of complaining.
He has.
He's been plaining. If you ever watch Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, he's plaining. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm gonna do some splaining to him.
Okay.
And we were packed again on Sunday night, which is kind of unusual. But that's like the third time. And he always says, "Well, how many people did you have?" And he's hoping. I can see it. He's mm-hmm. hoping that I had like three, right? But no. We were packed, Mike, and Nathan Timmel was really, really good.
Well, good.
And it was a lot of fun.
Now, I'm sure it
laughs.
Was packed because of the MC, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I told him, I said, you know, I'm not the best MC in the world, but I'm the best in my price range. And that's the expression, that's the reaction. That's the reaction I got was that right there, right?
Uh-huh.
So, anyways, every time. I can just see he just gets so dejected when I tell him I had a packed house.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Thursday night can be a little tough.
Yeah, and I had to tell some people to kind of be quiet.
Well,
I was very nice about it though.
Oh, yeah. You get a packed group, then it's rowdy.
Well, yeah, there's more of a chance, but there was three people sitting. They were quite a ways away from the comic, but they were sitting there, and they decided to have their conversation. I don't know why they were actually in the comedy club because they. I suppose they were listening to the comic, but they were really intent on having this loud conversation. So I just walked over there and I kind of give them the old shh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman looks at me like, what do you mean, shh, and me? And I'm like, be quiet, he can hear you. And they were, and then finally about 2 minutes later, they got up and left.
Mm-hmm.
And some lady, two or three ladies from other tables around there said, thank you so much.
Oh, there you go.
So you
angered one table but got other tables to appreciate it.
I didn't care
it.
About that table. As soon as they left, I was happy.
Wow, they were that loud, huh?
Well, they were just being inconsiderate and
right.
some deal that inconsideration.
It wasn't
really.
Just background music.
No.
That's not background music. He's there to entertain you.
That's right. So... Yeah, and so, yeah, cell phones off and people are courteous, that, and everybody has a great time. And mm-hmm. we had to have a great time that night. Boy, I'll tell you, it was great.
What joke did you tell?
Because
you tell at least one or two every night.
Yeah, I wanted, you know what, the one I forgot.
Other than the one that you just told the one joke, I guess.
Well, I always just tell them the one about being paid with government cheese, and they always laugh at
that. You use that one again?
Yeah, but the one I wanted to use, I was so upset I forgot. Now, this next time I go out there, I'm going to have them written down on a piece of paper so I don't forget them. But I was going to tell them about my birthday. They get a kick out of that. When I said I just had a very unique birthday, I turned 69 this past June 12th. I said of all the birthdays I've had, this is the only time it's happened. But on this particular year, June 12th, my age, my waistline, and my number of hairs were all the same. But they get a kick out of that one, too. Mm. So, and then I tell them I want about when I used to practice speed climbing. Of course, when it's shaped like this, I never even get off the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them I used to practice on a 30-foot pole. But one time I forgot to put the cross beam up at the top, and I went up to the top and flipped my rope up, all plummeted 30 feet to the ground. I said, I used to be 6'8" and a half. And they laugh at that, too. So why they laugh, I don't know. But what I'm going to try this week, this next time, is going to be, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that with a 46-inch waist and an 18-inch inseam, it's hard to be a sex symbol. I don't know what they're going to say about that, but I'm going to try it anyways.
All right. Well, I don't know if anybody laughed out here in Radio Land.
We can't hear any.
I know.
We can't hear any.
The feedback is horrible here.
Actually, I got to
tell you. Wait a minute. You got your Facebook live there.
I got to tell you.
Ask them if they thought it was funny.
Well, there's nobody here now because we paused.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know, that's the thing about humor is, you know, people who, I have a new admiration for people who do comedy on TV because you can't hear the reaction. It's all about timing.
No, they put that in later as a laugh track.
Yeah. And so it's like, you got, to me, I wouldn't want to try to be funny on TV or, you know, it's a lot easier if you can hear a response. And once you hear the response, then your timing comes naturally, you know. So, yeah. So I'm going to stay with the live audiences.
Well, there's no comedy night tonight.
No.
So it would be no comedy night on Sunday.
No.
So it would be next Thursday would be the next
one. Thursday and Sunday, yes. Okay. And I would highly recommend people coming out to check it out. There are some really good comedians that come out there. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun with that.
Yes. Thank you for giving me that opportunity. I appreciate it. And the radio station and yourself. So.
And then you're also having, you know, a good time doing some of the broadcasts for the basketball games.
I love working with Steve Howes. He's doing a great job. And every now and then when Mike Beveridge wants a break, then he gives me a chance to do the color. And it really is, it is a fun. It's a whole different aspect and view of the game.
Mm.
So, but if you played basketball and you hang around the sport a little bit, you know enough what to say. And it's when you tell me at the end when Steve's down getting the information and it comes back here from you or whoever's handling the studio at the time and they say, okay, you're on in 10, and I'm not ready for anything. Okay, I'm going to start talking. And
for the interview at the end.
For the interview of the coach, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem.
Oh, but you know what else, too?
See, you're a professional already.
You know what else, too?
What?
I forgot to mention this. Mark Robitaille's guest this week is going to be Joe Tinti, the AD at Norway. He was a player and a coach, and he also was principal there. He's going to be the guest on Mark's sports program this Saturday morning. And I said he's a great guy, and so we urge people to listen to that as well. Mark does a great job with that show.
Good.
So,
yeah, and that airs at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes.
So,
they have a girl there.
I got a text that says, don't leave your day job.
Who said that? I'm taking that personal. Also, they have a girl over there at Norway. I guess the Norway boys team is really good this year. And they have a girl that plays at Norway on the girls team that is really good, too. I think her name is Adams. But I was listening to her and play against West Iron County a while back. And it was kind of fun. West Iron had a girl that was up in the 30s and a 30-point range, and so was Adams. So it was quite a battle.
We had the one Escanaba girl player that hit the 1,000.
Yes.
Mark.
Kira Mackey.
Yeah.
She did a great job. And she has a sister that's very good, too. Morgan.
Younger sister?
Morgan, yes. Mm. The girls team in Escanaba is really talented. They're a bunch of good athletic people. I don't want to really start naming names because I know Kira and Morgan. But I don't want to forget anybody. But there's a bunch of them on there that play pretty hard. They really give it their all.
You are now going to be reffing Rapid River tonight.
I think so. I think so. That's the plan. Yes.
Okay.
And so, as long as they have three officials, then I can probably handle it.
Yeah.
Yes. My leg gets a little bit sore when I have to run the whole length of a court. Well, actually, did I say run? When I have to move that 10 foot back and forth over that halfway court or half court mm-hmm. line, you know, like you were mentioning earlier, suggesting that I was taking a shortcut.
Well, you know what we should do is spend a little time with the Globetrotters. You remember them?
Since we're talking basketball. Curly Neal.
Yeah,
was it Curly Neal? Yeah, I think it was Curly Neal. I'm not sure.
We're going to enjoy the Globetrotter theme song on WDBC. Didn't the Globetrotters play around here one time?
I think they did. Yes, I think they did.
Yeah. Roy Dahlgren just texts me and says, my wife thought you guys were funny, he writes.
Well, thank you very much.
He didn't say that he thought we were funny. He says his wife thought
we were
funny.
Well, that's okay, Roy. We don't care. We don't really care. We care about what your wife thinks.
There you go.
That's what we care about. Thank you. Yes.
Well.
Oh, I got to say hi to my friend, too, from NK Electric.
Okay.
So I can't remember. You know, my memory's going a little bit, okay? So I can't remember.
Well, you are turning 70.
I just want to. Well, you're right. I am. So I just wanted to say something to NK Electric, one of my friends who stands over by the door at the basketball games, and for the life of me, it's just forgetting his name right now, but I'll remember it as soon as we're done.
Okay.
So, anyways, hi to NK Electric.
There you go. Well, Bruce, we're going to take a break now here at the bottom of the hour.
I need a break. I'm exhausted.
You.
I haven't worked this hard in a long time.
Yeah, well, I can see where you're sitting, that's for sure.
I'd like to thank all of our friends out there in Radioland for listening to us, because without them, what are we? Seriously. We are just two guys in a studio talking to each other.
Coffee clutch. We're called coffee clutches. They're held all over town.
Yes, they are.
Huh?
Is that where
McDonald's,
all the world's...
Rosie's.
Oh, Rosie's, yes. Yep. Hardee's, you name it. That's where you get down, you have coffee, and you solve all the world's problems, and then you go to work.
That's what we do right here.
Feeling good. That's right.
You sit back, have coffee, and then solve the world's problems.
That's right. I always have a ball here. So how much time do we have left?
We're going to come back after the news, okay?
Okay.
All right.
If you guarantee it, I'm here.
Bruce Belongi with us this morning. He's kind of lost. That's all right. Marvin Gaye this morning, Mercy, Mercy.
One of my favorite male vocalists. One of my favorite, if not my favorite.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Bruce Belongi joining us here this morning on WDBC.
And happy to be here.
Yeah, we scraped our windshields just to make sure we could come in, but we need to check out that weather forecast. We're expecting partly sunny skies today, a high near 40. The winds are going to be calm, but they're going to be picking up later. Tonight, we're expecting isolated snow showers after 4 a.m., increasing clouds and a low around 17. Then the winds are going to gust up to 25 miles an hour. Friday, we're expecting some scattered snow showers, mostly before 9 a.m., and then mostly cloudy with a high near 23. Still windy, up to 15 miles an hour and gusting up to 25. Partly cloudy then Friday night with a low around 8. Still windy, winds gusting up to 20.
Ooh.
And then sunshine on Saturday, a high near 32. But don't worry, it's going to be 43 on Sunday and reaching 47 by next Tuesday.
Wow.
But then also back down to 32 on Wednesday. Menominee this morning's at 28. Marquette also has 28. Iron Mountain, 26. And in Escanaba, we have 26 degrees.
Sounds like a great, great forecast for sailing, seeing how there's no ice.
Well, we'll have to ask Jim that, won't we? Actually, Jim is over at the Blood Drive. That's going to be at Wells Springs Church here this morning.
Nice.
So if you want to walk in and feel like you can give some blood, that would be awesome.
Yes, it would be.
They're going to be doing that here today for Red Cross.
Yeah, so I would like to apologize to my Facebook Live people. I had to take a phone call or I would have been in deep trouble, and that kind of paused things. And then, thanks to all my friends for listening.
Because they can now listen on my podcast.
Oh,
I've been posting on there. I hadn't done it for a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
So you can go to hometownescanaba.com.
Wonderful.
Or go to your podcast app on iPhone and put in Hometown Escanaba and check it out there. And later today, I will have Bruce's show up on that. And you can listen anytime. I'm taking the music out because I can't do that.
My friend.
So it's just us talking and parting our wisdom.
Yes, and my friend having my back when things went south.
What's that?
Well, when that pause happened, I'll have to talk to my mom about that.
Don't call where you're busy. Mom, don't call while we're busy.
Mom, when we're on the air, I don't care if you're 22 and a half or not.
Bruce.
Yes, I know your mother was 16 and a half. There's something about halves that are just really bothering me. I don't know what
it is. You know
what?
It was a half for her. Pretty darn close, anyway.
Good, good, good. Well, I've had fun today. We were really just, we just knocked it right out of the park. Of course, it was a short fence.
All right, Bruce. Can't wait till next Thursday.
Neither can I.
Bruce Belongi like joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thank everybody for listening. Appreciate it very much.
We are going to take a look at sports, going to see whether or not Bruce is going to be hobbling up and down the court over in Rapid River tonight. Let us know how that game goes.
I will. I will. Right from my hospital bed. Yes.
All right, Bruce, thanks.
All right.